Now look at part three. For each question, write the correct answer in the gap. Write one or two words, or a number, or a date, or a time. Look at questions 14 to 19 now. You have 20 seconds. You will hear a guide giving some information about a walk in the countryside.
Welcome, everyone. I'm Mike, your guide on today's walk in the beautiful countryside here. I'm sure you'll want to know how long the walk will take. Well, there are two possible routes, one of which takes 4 hours and the other 5. We'll be taking the longer one as it has fewer hills. We'll be at our destination by around 2. Right, things to be careful of. It's a fairly easy route and there are good paths. There are some steps to climb in some parts, but in this dry weather you won't slip. Please look out for bikes though. Cars aren't a problem as our route avoids public roads. I hope you've all remembered to bring lunch with you as the cafe at the visitor centre we'll pass is closed for repairs. Instead, I've picked a great place to eat by the lake. We'll also have a shorter break at the waterfall so you can take photos. For people who are interested in wildlife, there's plenty to see. You'll be pleased to know that there are lots of butterflies at this time of year. The forest is famous for its frogs, but they stay hidden away during the daytime, unfortunately. At the end of our walk, I'm afraid you won't find a shop selling souvenirs or anything like that. There is a castle, though. It's not very big, but it is interesting and a nice place to rest after a long walk. Finally, you'll want to get back to where we started. There used to be a railway station in the area, but it's been many years since a train went through there. There's a bus service, although you may have to wait a while. A taxi driver will never come this far out of town, so that's really the only option. Right, let's go.
Now listen again.
Welcome, everyone. I'm Mike, your guide on today's walk in the beautiful countryside here. I'm sure you'll want to know how long the walk will take. Well, there are two possible routes. One of which takes 4 hours and the other 5. We'll be taking the longer one as it has fewer hills. We'll be at our destination by around 2. Right, things to be careful of. It's a fairly easy route and there are good paths. There are some steps to climb in some parts, but in this dry weather you won't slip. Please look out for bikes though. Cars aren't a problem, as our route avoids public roads. I hope you've all remembered to bring lunch with you, as the cafe at the visitor centre we'll pass is closed for repairs. Instead, I've picked a great place to eat by the lake. We'll also have a shorter break at the waterfall so you can take photos. For people who are interested in wildlife, there's plenty to see. You'll be pleased to know that there are lots of butterflies at this time of year. The forest is famous for its frogs, but they stay hidden away during the daytime, unfortunately. At the end of our walk, I'm afraid you won't find a shop selling souvenirs or anything like that. There is a castle, though. It's not very big, but it is interesting and a nice place to rest after a long walk. Finally, you'll want to get back to where we started. There used to be a railway station in the area, but it's been many years since a train went through there. There's a bus service, although you may have to wait a while. A taxi driver will never come this far out of town, so that's really the only option. Right, let's go.
That is the end of part 3.